Jared's a computer science major at Stanford. Actually, that's not his real name. You'll see why I changed it. Anyway, he was in his room, sitting at his computer,
checking my email, and I got an email from ITSS that they had forwarded from the RIA, basically saying that I had a month to give them $3,000, or else I could face a lawsuit for $500,000.
We have gathered evidence that you have been infringing copyrights owned by the record companies. In total, you are found distributing 391 audio files, a substantial
and
number
of
our sound
and I have no power to fight them. Like, so I was mugged before, and this is exactly what it felt like. They put me in slow motion.
If you contact us within the next 20 calendar days, we will offer to settle the claims for a significantly reduced amount compared to what we will offer to...
Suddenly, this, like, conglomeration of companies of billions of dollars has decided to put their attention on me.
We urge you to
go. I've got a week to give them a whole lot of money, which I don't have.
You on your rights and
responsibilities. Or else.
If you do not resolve our claims against you within 20 days from the date of this letter, then we will file suit against you in federal court.
Attached to the email was a list of 5 songs that they claimed Jared had made available. It was weird to see the songs they had picked. Some of them he didn't even remember listening to, like Can't Fight This Feeling, an 80s ballad by REO Speedwagon, and another song he couldn't believe he downloaded.
I think there was some song by Lindsay Lohan, to which I responded, if I've listened to this, they owe me money.
But he checked, and he did have the file. He figured one of his housemates must have asked him to get it. Yes, it was his computer. It was his IP address. But the legality of trying to sue an IP address? Well, he wasn't too sure about that.
First of all, anything that I would have done would have been on a wireless network. And the wireless network counts out IPs based on your MAC address, and your MAC address can be spoofed pretty easily. So, I mean, from a technological point of view, I don't think there's any way to prove that I did it. But it seems to me, based on like the cases I've looked at, the burden of proof is, for some reason, on the person who's being accused.
And that's been a common complaint of people who've gotten these emails since March 2007. A lot of college students, hundreds of them in fact, have gotten these letters from lawyers, big lawyers, representing the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA. It's their new strategy.
They're going after people who use Nutella Network, which is like LimeWire, and they're going after people who use BitTorrent. I don't think that they're officially doing this, but so a lot of these networks, like, they're filled with garbage. These networks are totally inundated with fake files. And the only people who would want to put these fake files here are the record companies.
It's like bait, and when the students take the bait, they get these threatening letters that give them 3 weeks max to make a decision. Will they pay up, or will they go to court? Jared considered his options.
I mean, it's entirely possible that I could have just ignored it, and they would not have felt they had enough evidence to move forward. Or, like, it's not, they don't sue everyone they send this to. But it was a risk that I was not willing to take. If I lose the lawsuit, then I'm totally screwed, because I don't have $500,000. If I win the lawsuit, it's still going to take, I don't know, a year. Like, it's going to take over my life. I didn't really want to martyr myself for this particular cause.
The RIAA has their reasons for targeting college students. They say, and I quote, "We know that college students are some of the most avid music fans. Therefore, it's especially important for us to educate them about the law, the harm suffered when music is stolen." Jared doesn't believe that.
The reason they're targeting college students is, I think, because college students will settle. They can't deal with it. And, like, so it just seems like they're intentionally preying on the weak so that no one gets into a big fight with them. This is a dangerous game that they're playing, I feel. Targeting students in the best computer science departments in the country. At some point, someone, they're going to piss off the wrong person.
It's a dangerous game, targeting students. It is, because students have access to a lot of information, like legal information. Jared figured he would pay a visit to Stanford Law School, get some free legal advice. What he got wasn't as helpful as he'd hoped.
Well, I emailed Larry Lessig, who is probably one of the most famous people in the area of copyright. So he forwarded my email along to his work group. They emailed me that they suggest I find ways of creative fundraising.
So, left with no other choice but to somehow raise $3,000 in 2 weeks. Jared got together some of his friends for a little brainstorming session.
Someone suggested I start selling illegal pirated music and movies, pornography. They're like, well, they've accused you of it, so why don't you do it? I was like, maybe. Yeah, another person wanted me to start selling drugs. It was a very bad meeting.
No one asked you to sell your body?
Oh, no, yes, that was actually definitely suggested. That was 100, that was definitely suggested by a number of people. So prostitution. Prostitution, pornography, and drugs. So it wasn't my idea, it was my roommate's idea. But he's like, I'll give you $50. I'm like, okay. He's like, why don't you ask all your friends to help you pay for this? I was like, I don't know. I had never asked anyone for any money for at any time. Like, my parents wouldn't even let me, like, go sell candy to the neighbors. Like, in elementary school. Like, I couldn't get the little bike or whatever because they said it was too rude. So I was hesitant. But then we started talking. He's like, why don't you just do it through Facebook?
Facebook.
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 So we found this program, this Facebook application called Chip-In, which basically people can just pay you through PayPal on this Chip-In thing.
And he set it up for himself, basically posted his story on his profile and asked people to donate if they could. Just think about the symmetry / irony of this for a second. The peer-to-peer kind of culture that got him into this mess was the same culture Jared would now use to get himself out. And the results were surprising.
The first 1,000 was in 24 hours. Well, I had a number of people from Rutgers who were giving me money. I got the feeling that something bad had happened at Rutgers. And I had even, like, since I'm in the CF department, people there, they understand how wrong what they're doing is from, like, a technological perspective. And so I had people who I know don't like me, who gave me money, and sent me a message like, I hate the RIA so much, I will give you money. And I think the majority of people gave me around $5, sometimes 10, sometimes 15, sometimes 20. I was really surprised. I mean, it's a great feeling to know that your friends are very generous and are watching your back.
He was floored. He'd come up with the $3,000 much faster than he thought he'd be able to. Well, there was just one thing left to do.
Oh, the way to pay them is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You go to some website, and it's like buying a book on Amazon. You put in your credit card number, and they just take your $3,000. No, it's as, like, impersonal as possible.
Stanford reports that in spring 2007, something less than 20 students received these letters from the RIAA. To date, no Stanford students have been formally sued, as far as they know, but that may be because not enough time has passed, or because some or all of the students who receive these emails offer to settle, like Jared. He says this issue is not about big companies struggling with pesky file-sharing students. It's about these companies struggling for survival because they're no longer useful.
I mean, I think that the whole record company thing is dying. And I don't think they really serve a purpose anymore now that they're losing their purpose.
The record label's work is now being done for them by the internet, distributing, promoting, everything short of producing, which frankly artists are starting to do themselves too now. So these labels are up against the entire peer-to-peer social media culture. And they can't win against that. They can only hope to stay in the game as long as students stay poor and the judges and the lawyers stay clueless about the technology.
Well, the legal services provided by Stanford are provided through the ASSU. I got the feeling that they were really horrible legal services because the woman who spoke to me had me explain to her how file sharing works. I sincerely doubt, I wouldn't know if there's a single judge in the country who understands it because these protocols change all the time.
In two of the cases where people like Jared took the record industry to court and won, they used a motion of summary judgment, which is basically asking the judge to make a quick decision and say, there's no real issue, it's only weak evidence. And when those motions were allowed, the RIAA withdrew its complaint in both cases. Which makes sense. Record labels know that their evidence is very shaky. But in three other cases when attorneys tried to use the same motion of summary judgment, the motion was denied. Why? Judges said that they just couldn't weigh the evidence up front like that. You know, they just didn't know enough about peer-to-peer file sharing. And so the RIAA got to barrel along with their lawsuit, all because the judges admitted that they didn't get it. Sometimes law students come up to Jared and they ask him about the whole ordeal. They get it, but obviously it's going to take a while for them and other file sharers and techies to become judges and vice versa. But in the meantime, Jared says he's already taken personal action not to let any more of his and his friend's money go to the RIAA.
I haven't bought a single piece of music since I was sued. I certainly will not. I would rather listen to internet radio.
Music and sound in this piece come from Magnatune.com, which, unlike the RIAA, is not evil, and from the Free Sound Project. I'm Hamad Ahmed. You can leave a comment for me online at hamad.we.bs. There you'll also find more of my radio work in fiction and some links to lawyers taking up suits against the RIAA. See you in court.